God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Ernest Maddox of the Point of Light Christian Center and Dr. E. Maddox Ministries. We welcome you from around the world to this broadcast relative and pertinent to the Word of God. We encourage you to call a friend and have them to call in at 646-716-8530 so they can listen on their phones, or go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Maddox. That's DrMaddox. We are here every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to go to the bookstore, the ministry bookstore, www.DrMaddox.org. We have a blessing there for you. All kinds of training materials, videos, MP3s that you can benefit from relative to the Word of God. There are three books that we have now: Impact of a Deliverance Prayer, Apostolic Manifesto, and Weapons of Our Warfare. Now, for a period of time, if you purchase Apostolic Manifesto and Weapons of Our Warfare, the book Impact of a Deliverance Prayer will be given free of charge. So I would encourage you to go to the website right now. You can reach us at Dr. E. Maddox Ministry via phone at 248-796-8523. The Point of Light Christian Center, 248-423-9289. We just want to take a moment to ask God to bless us as we move into the Word of God. I know that you will be blessed. So our great Father in heaven, we thank you now for the word that you are about to deliver over these airwaves. All of you, be blessed, be delivered, and be empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. Now we will bring that Word of God to you after this worship interlude.
Let's go to 1 Samuel 15, 22. And Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." Verse 23, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry, because they have rejected," or thou hast rejected, "the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king." Verse 24, "And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice." You need to ask yourself the question, did I do that? When I'm faced with the instructions of God and the pleasing of other people, did I do what Saul did? Did I do what Saul did? You know, Peter and the other disciples in the New Testament were faced with the same scenario. Let's go to Acts 4:18. "And they called them and commanded them that they should not," or told them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. The Pharisees told them that. Verse 19, "But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in thy sight or of God to hearken unto you more than unto God." It says again, let me read it. "But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, should it be that we listen to you rather than God? For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." So when they had further threatened them, that they let them go, finding nothing, how that they might punish them because of the people, for all men glorify God for that which was done. For the purposes of God must exceed those of men. God must be first. And in Acts 5:42, "And daily in the temple and in every house they cease not to teach and to preach Jesus Christ." Unlike Saul, Peter and the others preach in spite of men's opinion, preached the word of God. Again, ask the question, did I do that? Did I do that which Saul did of the Old Testament, or did I do that which Peter did in the New Testament? What is more important to you as a representative of God? We're living in a day and age of political correctness. Whatever the government says, whatever the law reads, in the way of conflict relative to the word of God, then where are we? What is it that we are doing? How do we answer the question, did I do that? Are we in agreement with legislation that is contrary to to the Word of God again for favorability, for business networking, political correctness, some false sense of acceptability and tolerance outside of the Word of God, to the extent that we will accept or receive anything and everything and come up with every excuse possible to justify not following the instructions of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Peter was threatened, beaten, and told not to preach in the name of Jesus or teach in that name, and it simply means holding up that standard. When Saul was faced with the same thing in the New Testament, or should I say in the Old Testament, he did the opposite. Now, there are Saul type of examples in the New Testament, just like there are Peter type of examples in the Old Testament. But these two stand out in contrast relative to obeying the Word of God or trying to be correct in the area of political correctness and pleasing and getting along with individuals or groups or peoples or governments. Let's go to 1 Samuel 15:1. Samuel said unto Saul, "The Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore, hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord." In other words, listen to the instructions that you are about to receive. Verse 2, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now, go and smite Amalek, and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass." Verse 4, "And Saul gathered the people together and numbered them 200,000 footmen and 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came to the city of Amalek and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said unto the Kenites, Go, depart, get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For you show kindness to all the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. And Saul smote the Amalekites from Halavah until thou comest to Shear, that is over against Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword." Now I want you to notice, he took the king and spared him, but killed all the other people. Now listen, why would you take the head of the snake and preserve it and kill the tail and pull off the rattler, but the head is still alive? God did not tell him to spare Agag, but Saul had his own agenda. He had his own agenda. Verse 9, 1 Samuel 15:9. "But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and of the oxen and of the fatlings and of the lambs and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refuge, they destroyed it utterly." Did I do that? Is there something in your life that God told you to get rid of, but because you think it's good and it's worthy of keeping, all it needs is a little work and it's going to be okay. So you allowed it to remain, but you determined what and what should not be eliminated instead of what God told you to eliminate. God has made it clear that homosexuality is a sin, but the governments of this country has decided that it isn't a problem, that it is worth working with, that there is some good in it, and that we need to establish it, pass a law to protect it, and maintain it in spite of what God has said. Just like Saul and some of the people decided to do relative to the things that God told them to eliminate or get rid of. The Word of God says, thou shalt not steal. But many of us cheat on our income taxes and other areas economically. Stealing from the job, taking items from our places of employment, lying to our mates, committing adultery, fornication, and all kinds of anti-Christ, anti-Kingdom of God behavior, just so we can get along with individuals who care nothing about the Word of God or who have a casual relationship with the Word of God like King Saul did. Now, in 1 Samuel 15:10, it says, then the word of the Lord came to Samuel, saying, verse 11, it repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he has turned back from following me and has not performed my commandments, and it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. He cried all night about this situation. Here's a common problem with those of us who don't obey God's directive, and we try to justify what we did. 1 Samuel 15:13, and Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. That was a lie, but Saul was delusional. Verse 14, and Samuel said, what meaneth then the bleating of the sheep in my ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? Samuel said, look, I don't understand. You're supposed to kill everything, but you didn't because I hear them. And Saul said, they, now he's the king, but listen, they, you know, they, my wife, my kids, my cousin, my uncle, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. Now, this is amazing. Look, I'm not sleeping with men anymore that I'm a man. I'm not sleeping with women anymore that I'm a woman. But I'm still committing fornication and adultery, but only with the best of people and only with church members. That's basically what Samuel was dealing with when he was dealing with Saul. Then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord has said to me this night. And he said unto him, say on. Basically, Samuel told him to shut up. Shut your lying, disobedient, rebellious mouth. And he goes on to point out, I'm going to paraphrase now. Look, when you didn't think yourself for being anything, you submitted and obeyed God. Verse 19, I'm going to quote, "Wherefore then dost thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but doest fly upon the spoil, and does evil in the sight of the Lord." In other words, you just grab it, you light on it. "And Saul," listen to this, "said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites." Now, that is not what he was told to do at all. You go back and begin to read in 1 Samuel 15. First verse, read the instructions, but look how Saul is ducking and dodging. And he is the leader of the people. He is the leader of the people. You need to ask yourself, did I do that? Just do a quick self-examination. Where have you offered up excuses relative to the Word of God to justify what you have done? Or in the case of Saul, what you have not done relative to obeying God. We need to get this. In verse 21, here's Saul again blaming somebody else. "But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God." Here we go again. You want to sacrifice something to God that he told you to kill and get rid of. And Samuel said, verse 22, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." God doesn't care how much offerings you give. That won't cover your sin of disobedience. Verse 23, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king. And that's why a lot of our prayers are not being answered, even though we're walking in the Christian corridor, quote unquote. We're going to church, but we have not followed the commandment of God in general and directly, specifically to our own lifestyles. We have not heard the word. We have not heard the rhema or the logos. We are compromising for political reasons, trying to please people. Did I do that? You need to ask yourself. I'm asking myself, and you need to ask yourself. You apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, bishops, deacons, elders, missionaries, praise and worship leaders, are you asking yourself the question, did I do that? Did I do that which Saul did, or did I do that in obedience relative to Peter, obeying God rather than trying to please the politics of men? My brothers and sisters, this is critical, because the word of God says, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is Jesus Christ. He has also rejected thee from being king. And in Saul's case, and in our case, we can be rejected from being in the kingdom of God. You need to think about that. You need to let that marinate deep into your mind, heart, and soul. You need to absorb that and realize that this is a very important aspect of Christianity that people are glossing over, believing that some false grace concept is going to save them from their perpetual, modified, blended, compromised, manipulated obedience to the word of God. Do not be fooled. Do not be deceived. Do not be fooled. Do not be deceived. Eventually, Saul went into direct witchcraft, looking for the witch of Endor. The spirit of God left him, and a demonic spirit came upon him, and he began to hate everyone who was obeying God, in particular, David, one of his most loyal servants. Did I do that? Is the question you need to ask yourself. I need to ask myself and ask God to help us to be legitimately honest about where we really are in reference to his instructions to us and how we are going to make the proper adjustments and corrections in our lives to get where he wants us to be, not where we want to be or where other people think we should be. I love the way Joshua addressed this issue. He made the comment in Joshua 24:14. He says, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth." You know, in John 4:23-24, God in the New Testament asked for the same thing. And it says, and put away, and back to Joshua 24:14, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. Verse 15, Joshua 24:15, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Did you do that?